This is Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now, bringing you the best in local news for this September 22nd, 2021. Before we get going here, I would like to remind our listeners that you can now listen to Eastern Sierra Now's news and podcasts anywhere that you download your podcasts. We have upcoming interviews, as well as talk shows and local and national news, all available through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, basically anywhere that you go to get your podcasts. Not only are we the fastest growing and most trusted news source locally for quality, timeliness, and cutting edge technology, but now you can listen to us whenever you like. Yes, when you're jogging. Yes, in the shower. Yes, driving to work. Eastern Sierra Now and all of our programs, as well as upcoming local interview shows, will be available as downloadable and streamable podcasts from any source that connects to the internet, from any place that you like to get your podcasts. Yes, even Alexa. Just head over to your favorite place, search for Eastern Sierra Now. Then, when we post local and national news daily, not to mention our other interesting and relevant topics, you will be updated on your phone or device. You won't miss a thing. And the best part is, you don't have to tune in to the radio at a specific time. You want the news right now? You got the news right now. Tune in to our latest interview with filmmaker Manuel Ruiz about his short film that is premiering in the Lone Pine Film Festival October 9th. Definitely tune in to check that out. It's also on our YouTube channel and our website, Eastern Sierra Now. Okay, on with the news. Okay, so there was a bit of a scuttlebutt, if you will, about Mammoth Schools closing for 2 weeks for COVID quarantine. The kids are back at home, and this is driving the parents crazy. Now, it's all in the name of safety, so I understand it's for a good reason, but is it being done the right way? Who knows? You know, and that's kind of what the issue has been. But Superintendent Jennifer Wildman posted this on Parent Square today. Thanks to Mono County Public Health Department, a COVID-19 outbreak response team will be coming to Mammoth Middle School and Mammoth High School to administer COVID tests and vaccines to our students and staff starting tomorrow, September 22nd. This test and return protocol will allow students who test negative to return to school in person as early as Monday, September 27th. That's right. If you go get tested and you're negative, you can go back to school by the 27th. All Mammoth Middle School and Mammoth High School students who test negative at the first clinic can return to school in person starting Monday, September 27th. Students should plan to attend both clinics at their school. All students need to test at their own school and receive a negative test at a clinic below to return to school early and stay at school. Pfizer COVID vaccinations will be available at both clinics. Mammoth Middle School and Mammoth High School staff may test either at this clinic or at a regular public health clinic. So get your kids tested so they can get back to school. You know that's what they want. You know that's what you want. Also from Wildman, today on Parent Square is a reminder about a panel discussion on school closures for parents of Mammoth Unified School District. The Mammoth Unified School District and Public Health panel discussion on school closures for parents tonight, Wednesday, 6 p.m. So that's tonight, Wednesday the 22nd at 6 p.m. So depending on what time you're listening to this, you can still make this Zoom call. It's on Zoom, and the questions for the panel have already been received in advance. So they're not taking questions, but you can listen to the answers to the questions were already received. And they welcome you to join them. Also, Mammoth Unified School District School Board meeting and regular meeting will be Thursday at 6 p.m. So you can get either of those Zoom calls, maybe today at Wednesday, depending on what time you're listening to this, but for sure tomorrow, Thursday, 6 p.m., you can sign into that meeting and hear more about what's going on with the closure. If you want the links to these Zoom addresses, you can find the story on EasternSierraNow.com. Let's do a quick shout out to our sponsors, and we'll be right back with more news.
Copper Top Barbecue, reminding you that food makes friends. High Point Solar, call for a life-changing free quote today. And the Mammoth Brand, bringing you the best in mountain apparel.
Starting in early October, LADWP anticipates lower water elevations at Crowley Lake, which may make launching and retrieving boats difficult. LADWP encourages all boat owners to check the latest boating conditions by contacting the Crowley Lake Fish Camp. Crowley Lake, like many lakes, streams, and rivers along the Eastern Sierra, is lower than normal due to the extreme dry conditions the entire region is experiencing. The very hot temperatures over the summer and lack of significant precipitation forecasted over the next weeks will result in lake levels dropping, potentially hindering the ability to safely launch and recover boats. LADWP thanks you for your cooperation in this matter and encourages you to reach out to the fish camp for more info. Telephone numbers for the fish camp are the tackle shop is 760-935-4301 and the front gate is 935-4043. Their email would be crowleyreservations@gmail.com. And again, if you want any of the links to these or to find those numbers, go to easternsierranow.com. Well, the U.S. Forest Service is having a toilet replacement and upgrade funded by the Great American Outdoor Act. Toilet replacements and upgrades are planned at high use areas, funding from the Great American Outdoor Act. Those of you that know me personally know I am having a very tough time not making sophomoric jokes about this right now. At least I didn't put it up as story number two. Okay, I'm done. Starting this week, visitors should expect work to begin on the toilet replacements at various high-use recreation facilities on the Inyo National Forest. This project is funded through the Great American Outdoor Act, the GAOA, which benefits the American public through major investments in recreation, infrastructure, public land access, and land and water conservation. Forest engineering crews will begin demolition of the toilets at the following locations: Big Pine Creek North Fork Trailhead, Convict Lake Day Use Areas, Duck Pass Trailhead, Emerald Picnic Area near Coldwater Campground, Mammoth Pass Trailhead, Lundy Canyon Trailhead, Rush Creek Trailhead, and the Silver Lake Picnic Area. So if any of those are your favorite toilet to visit, well, then you should be pretty happy. It's going to be completely revamped and nice and new. The intent of this project is to replace old toilets at heavily used day use sites across the forest that currently have either low functioning flush toilets, which are costly to maintain, or non-accessible vault toilets. The new toilets will be able to be open year-round in the popular winter recreation areas such as the Lakes Basin. These sites will be closed once demolition commences, and visitors should plan that restroom facilities will not be available. Work on this phase of the project is expected to be completed by the end of November. Final site work will be completed in the spring. As always, we appreciate the patience of our visitors and residents while this work is completed, said Nora Gamina, forest engineer. The Inyo National Forest is taking advantage of GAOA funding to help provide sustainable recreation and improve facilities. So don't drink a lot of coffee if you're out hiking. That's my advice. The Bishop Broncos cross-country team leaves tracks in Norco, California. The Bishop Union High School boys and girls cross-country teams traveled on Saturday, September 18th, to Norco in the LA area to compete in the 40th annual Woodbridge Cross-Country Invitational. The meet offers competition against some of the best runners in our state and the nation. The meet also provides the runners with the opportunity to run 3 miles at night under the lights. Every athlete on the team ran hard and recorded a personal best performance. Sophomore Ashley Fitt, the only female runner at Bishop Union High School, ran a new personal best by over 2 minutes. That is incredible, Ashley. Good job. She placed 27th out of 207 runners in a time of 19:10. Senior Diego Honda placed 21st out of 195 runners in a personal best time for 3 miles of 15:59. That is incredible. Alexander Adkins, 17:23. Ezra Spoonhunter, 17:36. Kyle Chenille, 17:48. Denzel Gomez, 18:04. William Toomey, 19:26. And Steven Vinker, 19:29. I couldn't do those times in my car. Nice job, guys. The Broncos will race today in Fraser Mountain, September 22nd, then the 29th in Mammoth Lakes. For more on the Broncos runners, see bishopschools.org, as well as keep following EasternSierraNow.com for all the updates. So in case you didn't know, Eastern Sierra Now is on all the popular social media sites, and doing really well with that. So please head over to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and follow and like us on those pages. Subscribe where you can. That helps us a lot. This is all a labor of love. So every time we can get any sort of recognition on any platform, that really does help us out. Currently, we're podcasting on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Alexa, everything, Pandora. So do us a favor, subscribe to those, download our shows, and please head over to our website, EasternSierraNow.com, and subscribe to our newscast. You'll receive an email every time we have a new update so you can stay up to date on all the local news that's happening. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now for September 22nd, 2021.